Indigestion, written by Teres de Pruma, read by Mistborn Hero, fandom Dead Boy Detectives. You had another nightmare. Crystal shoots Edwin her most venomous glare. She's pretty sure the bags under her eyes ruined the effect, but it is the fucking thought that counts. Edwin wasn't even condescending about it this time around, to be fair. It's just, he's the wrong half of the boys for this. Crystal figured out how to exist alongside him, but that doesn't make them close. Or rather, they got close, but it is the kind of close that comes from caring a lot about the same person. Not the kind of close that comes from mutual appreciation. Not yet, anyway. Things are awkward when it's just the two of them. Crystal sighs and lets her head fall down on her raised knees. "Please go away," she mumbles, closing her eyes. By her side, Edwin scoffs. "Believe me, I, too, wish Charles were here instead of me. However, since he very inconveniently decided to take a walk tonight, I am afraid I am your only recourse at present." Crystal sighs again, digging her fingers in the sides of her knees. The problem, of course, is that Edwin is right. She hasn't had a proper night of sleep since she got her memories back. She's not expecting a miracle tomorrow, and if Charles were here, she would probably chicken out of talking to him anyway. She's not exactly flooded with options. "They are not nightmares," she makes herself admit, trying to bury her begrudging tone into the bones of her knees. "They are memories." "Please trust that I am deeply familiar with the fact that those can be one and the same." Crystal grins despite herself. Edwin's old-timey speech patterns don't trip her up enough to laugh anymore, but sometimes he says things in such an old-fashioned tone, she's struck by the oddity all over again. On the side of her bed, Edwin clicks his tongue. "You are not making me feel like my efforts are being properly appreciated."
"So sorry, Your Highness," Crystal snorts. She knows Edwin is rolling his eyes just from the way he sighs. It does make her feel better, if she's being honest. There's something about annoying Edwin that makes it easier to take her mind off the new information in her head. It is easy, really, even if she's not entirely sure Edwin is letting her do it on purpose. Things with Charles right now are awkward. It is probably partially her fault. She did send kinda mixed signals. Though, to be fair, Charles had been weird since he came back from hell, and that didn't help either. The end result is that now she's feeling a little calmer. Crystal can admit to herself that she wouldn't have gone to him for comfort if he had been there. Edwin is a shit listener, and even shittier at pretending he really cares about her feelings. But he is still a massive improvement over sitting alone in the dark. Even if he is sitting, like, there are needles poking him in the ass, and he'll die again if he looks in Crystal's direction. From behind her hair, Crystal watches him, furrowed brows, eyes on the back wall, jacket and vest and stiff collar in place, like armor, and yet, for some bizarre reason, here, instead of anywhere else. "Thanks," Crystal makes herself say, just to remember that she's that type of person now.
Don't get emotional, Edwin retorts primly, eyes falling down on his folded hands before they find the back wall again. Now that you are an official part of the Dead Boy Detective Agency, I am merely protecting our assets by helping you digest your memories.
Crystal bursts out laughing. It is way too loud for this time of night, shrill and painful and more than a little hysterical. In her throat, she can feel the bells pressing against her windpipe, her skin, the bones of her neck. She can feel the way they blocked her airways, the fear that they would stay stuck and choke her to death. The terror washes over her again, turns into more laughter, into pained squeals, into wheezing breaths. Yeah, she manages, between two gasps for air. They really were fucking hard to swallow. She doesn't think she'll ever be able to tell Edwin why she laughs until she cries. The end.